As I mentioned before, the next song that you've chosen for your Song of the Soul is Only Outlaws Will Be Free. Would you care to tell us the story behind this song?
The main one was when Jacob was in fifth grade. It was after the planes went in the towers, and this country went rah-rah with flags and national anthems and pledging allegiance and stuff, and they did that at Jacob's school and taught him the national anthem and why it was important and so forth, and put a flag up, and his teacher told the class to stand up and sing the national anthem, and Jacob chose not to. And his teacher got quite upset with him and told him he had to, and it was the right thing and the honorable thing, and Jacob said all he said, and his teacher vouched for this. She said that he just said he didn't want to, and I said, did he act out, or was he rude? Or she said, no, he just wouldn't stand up. And Jacob knew he had a right to stay in his seat. Barnett versus West Virginia, 1947. But the teacher finally threatened him by saying that if he didn't stand up, the class would lose their recess, which is how fascism works. Well, one of the ways it works, when you get the public to execute for authority. So when Jacob came home, he was crying when he told me about it, and he wanted me to tell the principal that he had a right to stay in his seat. And I asked him if he thought he could do it, and I said I would be there with him. And he just walked through the door the next morning. We went in early, and he said, I can't stand up as long as we have a war against Afghanistan, a boycott against Cuba, we're starving children in Iraq, we're killing people everywhere, and the flag stands for war. And the principal was pretty blown away by this. And all Jacob wanted was an apology. That's all he wanted, was an apology and an explanation to his class that he had not done anything wrong. And the principal wouldn't let it happen, because she was afraid if other kids knew they had a First Amendment right to stay in their seats, then they might not stand up. And that's the way it was ended. You know, I had an elder from the Quaker meeting came in, tried to talk some sense into the principal. But there was a lot of fear going on there. But the other thing it did, it really was a defining moment in Jacob's life. And it also helped other kids think about what they were doing, and other kids began staying in their seat, too. My stepdaughter, Kayla, also sat down, and she was 3 years younger, and she stayed in her seat, and she was the only one. And about 3 or 4 weeks later, she told me half the class was sitting down and not standing up. So it's the influence one person can have in helping other people think about things.
That's an inspirational story, Tom. I'd like to listen to it now on disc. This is Only Outlaws Will Be Free, and it's about Tom Nielsen's son, Jacob, fifth grade, when he stood up for his rights. Or, rather, he sat down for his rights.
10-year-old in America land, sitting down to take a stand. Won't pledge to a country at war, won't honor what that killing's for. Teacher says he disrespects, principal says that he'll infect the other kids with free speech notions. Can't have no anti-war commotion when freedom is outlawed. Only outlaws will be free. Only outlaws, only outlaws. Only outlaws, only outlaws will be free. You can tap my phone and read my mail, torture me and keep me in jail when freedom's outlawed. Only outlaws will be free.